that you've heard. It's, yeah, at one time we didn't understand, we didn't know either. But after we've heard the gospel message, what God has come to do, He didn't come to condemn us, He came to save us.
Stayagutay, welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Over 2,000 years ago, God did something so amazing that we continue to remember and celebrate it even today. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift ever given, and He was given so that we could be with God forever. Join us for this special Christmas edition of The Storyteller.
Well, good evening and welcome to our home. My name is Chuck Garrell. This is my wife,
Karen Garrell.
And we're both from the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation here in South Dakota. We're so glad you come to join us. The coffee's on, the pie's warming up. We'll sit down and just share with you what Christmas means to us and how it's been so transforming in our lives. We're so thankful that you can come and join us.
And we should also share some of the ways of what we thought Christmas was about before we were Christians, too.
I don't really remember Christmas up until maybe around the third grade. But the only thing that reminded me of Christmas was basically it was, at that time, Santa Claus. And I remember waiting up thinking Santa Claus is going to come. I couldn't wait, so I went downstairs to peek. And I turned around the corner, and I see my mom sitting at the table wrapping presents. And all of a sudden, it all become real. It was like, there is no Santa Claus. And well, I sat down and helped her to wrap presents. Then she sent me to bed because she was going to wrap mine.
Well, my memory was my parents took us to church, and there would be a Santa Claus there. And I'm sure we heard the story about, you know, that this Jesus was born. But at that age, my only concern was, what were they going to give us? Which they would give us this candy in this, you know how they take the oranges out of those bags that were kind of like a little knit type of material?
Those onion bags?
Yes.
Where onions came in?
And then they would make like those little bags, and then they would put candy and peanuts and maybe a few chocolates and a fruit. And I remember that was one of my favorite parts of what Christmas was all about.
I know. We never went to church on for Christmas. Really seen that, but you know, growing up anyway.
That was the only time we went to church. Probably maybe around Easter as well. Those were the only two times that I remember going to church.
I wouldn't really be aware of all the nativity scenes. Probably seen them, but never really seen the significance of them. You know, it wouldn't be until after I really accepted the Lord that my eyes were open and seen what they were representing. That would take me 32 years of my life before it become, like, I really know what that was. Then it took on a whole new significance about that time, the season, and what it was all about.
I know Christmas for me after becoming a Christian was amazing because I just knew what Christmas was all about. You know, that God sent His only Son. I mean, God sent Jesus to be born. And I can see why the shepherds and how they rejoiced at the birth of Christ. Because I'm just like, if it wasn't for this time, we wouldn't have salvation today. I mean, we just, it's just awesome. That's, to me, that's what Christmas is all about now, is just praising God for Jesus. And so when did you first hear the Christmas story?
First time I really heard about Christmas was when I read it. And it was a Bible that she had given to me. And as I was reading it, there were certain things that, you know, that I heard about Christmas. I knew Christmas, about giving gifts and stuff. But it wasn't until I started reading through the Gospels that I discovered that this is where it was at, and this is what it was all based on. It's all based upon what God had sent Jesus into the world. And then this all started to make sense at that time.
Yeah, and I'm glad I gave you that Bible, because the Lord showed you in His Word some of those beautiful stories, and especially about the birth of Christ at Christmas time, because it is an amazing story.
I think the part that got me about when I first started reading it is that as I was reading through Matthew's gospel, is that suddenly it just dawned on me that this is all true. This is all real. It was real. It was about a real person. It was about a real event. It was about really what God had sent His Son into the world to do, and that was to save us. And it wasn't the same after. I was changed.
And that's just the beginning of our whole Christian life, isn't it? I mean, Christmas now is so amazing. It has such a great message. You know, there probably aren't some people out there that really have read that Christmas story, so we should read it to them.
Yeah, we can read a portion out of Luke's gospel. I'll read so far, then you pick it up maybe around one of the shepherds or angels or something. Okay, the birth of Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in a field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And see, the angel of the Lord came on them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them.
Yeah, it's a true story. And not the story that I was told when we were growing up about some mythical person giving gifts, but it's about God giving us His greatest gift. One of the things about Christmas that is so impacting is that when we read John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." But the following verse says that God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And the gift of life and forgiveness is the greatest gift that God could give anyone. Because without forgiveness, there's always that separation. There's always that distance. And God's gift to us was that he come to remove that distance, to forgive us for what we've done by breaking his commandments, and that he would do that for us so that we could be forgiven and we could have a relationship with the one who created us for his purpose and to enjoy him.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important that people understand what the true Christmas story is about. And I like that you share that with the church members, that this is where the Christmas story is, and you encourage them to read that because they too, in turn, read that to their grandchildren and their families.
Mm-hmm. Just teaching one person, teaching the next one.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that I would encourage, like at a Christmas dinner, if you come together for a dinner, read the Christmas story together.
Yeah, give everybody a section, one out of Matthew, one out of Luke, and they can, four people can read different sections. That'd be fun. Well, thank you for joining Karen and I, and sharing about the Christmas story. And as we share about it, it's made such a, as you've heard, at one time we didn't know either. But after we've heard the gospel message of what God has come to do, he didn't come to condemn us, he come to save us. And he come to save us from that final day of judgment when we would stand before him and give an account before him. And if God judges us, he would judge us guilty because we've broken his commandments. But then we find that one of the things about Christmas is that the story that he has come to, his name was Jesus, meaning he's God's salvation. He come to save us. And he come to take our penalty for us. Come to die for our sins in our place so that we can be forgiven and they would not be held against us anymore. And when the message of that was first told, is like, that's what I want. I wanted to be forgiven by God. And there it was written for me. God had come to forgive us. And so we asked the question, have you received Christ? Have you yourself accepted the greatest gift that God has given to us? And if you haven't placed your faith in Christ, you do that today. And knowing that God is assured will forgive you, he will come into your life, he will open up your eyes. As you begin to read his story, it will come to life. As I mentioned before, when I first began to read at that time, it's like, this is true. This is true. How come nobody's ever told me that before? And it tells a wonderful story of God's love for you, what he'll do for you, and the life he'll take and change for you because he loves you. That's a Christmas story.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad you came this evening. You have a wonderful, blessed Christmas.
Want to know more? Visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life. Have a blessed Christmas season, my friends, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.